Hello, 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 and welcome to She Soars, a sisterhood, a women's movement committed to helping women to dream, grow, and change their world one scripture at a time. Hi, I'm Elder Pamela Jordan, and there is no better time than the present to awaken, identify, and release the unique woman God has called you to be. Each and every Monday, we will be coming with scriptures, topics, daily devotion, love, motivation, encouragement, and that good old cup of coffee as we journey together and as we grow in Christ. She Soars is here to help equip you through your spiritual journey, remaining true to the vision that God has called you to. So if you're ready to go on this journey with me, come on and join me as we soar together. Hello, hello. All right, ladies, let's get started. We're talking about planning. How many of you guys hate planning? I know at one point I hate planning. You hear those saying, people would tell you, every time I plan something, it never works, so I don't plan anything. Well, we're going to talk about just that thing that we don't like to do is plan. So in order to create your vision and create your vision board, you got to have a plan. And one of the first things that we kind of talk about, and this is a bonus for you guys, because this is one part of our bonus checklist that you will get. And I just wanted to share just some little nuggets with you. Like I said, some bite-sized nuggets with you as you create your vision board, but you have to plan. So one of the key bonus that you get in our checklist is we talk about planning. And planning is a huge part of success. You can't be successful if you don't plan. You got to plan how you're going to get there, what you're going to do, what you want to do. It's all about planning. And that is one thing we people have in common, is that planning becomes a common reason why a lot of people fail when they're trying to create a vision or create their vision board. Now, I'm just going to reiterate here a little bit. When I talk about vision boards and when I teach a vision board workshop, we're not just talking about cutting pictures and gluing them on a paper. I want you to understand and get a more in-depth understanding of what you are doing and why you are doing it, because I want you to have a result at the end. I want you to be able to come back to me and say, hey, look, this happened. And I want you to be able to take those pictures off the board each time they manifest themselves and they come to pass. Okay. So this is why I wanted to open up and start this mini series. And the DMV series is talking about planning, because we need to plan. And one of the greatest planners that is ever made, created in the world, was God. He's a planner. He planned to create us. He planned how he was going to create the heavens and the earth. He is a planner. He is the ultimate planner. So he knows about planning. So if he planned out our lives and our salvation and where we're going to go and what he did, why don't you think we need to plan? So what I want you to do is just, you know, I wanted to come on and just show these little nuggets with you. Planning helps you see your purpose. You got to plan so you can see your purpose. Many of you have a lot of things all in your head and you're kind of like, I don't know how to get them out. And I'm going to show you how to get them out in our teaching and talking about our vision board. And when you get the book, you will see what I'm talking about, you know. So if you book me for a workshop and I come and teach it, I'm going to do the same thing. We're going to sit down, even in the workshop, is to put our brains together so you can get what's in it out, so you can begin to plan. Because that's the first key of planning. We must be able to plan. And when we planning, one thing about planning helps us respect time. One of my favorite sayings is time is non-refundable. When you lose time, you can't get it back. So planning helps you put it all together with time so that you don't lose time, that we don't have the same when we look back over our lives and say, God, I ran out of time. I didn't have time to do this, or you know, I should have did this, or woulda, shoulda, coulda. What if you plan? You will be able to get some of those things done. And it's about timing. And you look at people that you wonder, how in the world they get so much done in a day? We all have the same time in a day, but some people plan their day out, or they plan their vision for their life, or they plan what they're going to do. And so when we do that and we respect time, we can get a lot accomplished. Okay, we can get a lot accomplished. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to fully understand. I need you to begin to plan. In Proverbs 16:9, it says, in their hearts, human plans their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. So when you start to plan your course, then God will begin to guide you how to get there. That's the key. And when you don't plan, how can he guide you somewhere if you don't have a plan? So when you begin to plan your life or plan where you want to go or plan the things that you would like to do in your life, then he sees where you're trying to go. And then he'll begin to give you direction. Then he'll begin to show you. Then he'll begin to give you steps of how to get there. Because then after you plan, you begin to pray and say, okay, Lord, how do I get there? How do I get from A to Z? And then what God will do is he will begin to show you how to get from A to Z. He will begin to give you step by step by step by step by step. But you got a plan. So what I want you to do in an activity is I want you to go out. And this is one of the activities I use in my workshops and I use in my group. So you know what? You're booking for a workshop. Hey, we're going to do this together. But this is what I want you to do. I want you to go out. Find you some post-it notes, at least 7 post-it notes of different colors. Okay. Now, if you're in an area and you can't find different colors, if you just got one color and you got 7 different markers, that will be great too, in different colors. Okay. Because you can do this either way. And on those post-it notes, you're going to write down our 7 things that are in our vision. And we're going to go over them each episode that we come on. So we're going to talk about the first one we're going to talk about is finance. We're going to talk about finance. So on your first post-it note, I want you to write finance. And then what I want you to do is brain dump. Brain dump. And but you probably said, what is brain dump? Oh my God, here she go. Brain dump is when you take everything that's in your head out and put it on paper. You're dumping it out. You're getting those thoughts out because you guys got some wonderful thoughts. Oh man, you know what you want to do. But I need you to brain dump it out because sometimes it's better to see it. And then you can get things done. So brain dump it out on this post-it note. But the fun thing about this is you got 3 minutes to do it. So set your timer on your phone and set it at 3 minutes. You have 3 minutes to sit down and brain dump every thought that comes to your mind about finances. Okay. And as you do that and where, you know, think about where you want to go with your finances, where would you like just your finances to be for your future? What's your vision for your finances? And dump it. If it's getting another job, if it's taking classes, I want you to dump it on those post-it notes. Okay. And once you do that, you're going to look through them and then you want to categorize them from one, which one is more important. Just write 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, as you go down the line. Okay. And when we come back again, then we'll go through some more. Okay. And understanding, because I want you to get your head to thinking about your finances and everything. So I want you to go and purchase a book. If you would like to purchase the book, give me, hit me up at my email address, pyjacademy03@gmail.com. And I will help you in getting a book. Okay, because our workshop book, because this will help you. But what I want you to do is take your post-it notes and brain dump about finances. Plan your finances. Where are you trying to go in your finances? What you're trying to do with your finances, okay? And as you start to do that, you're going to start to see your vision and you're going to start to see where you want to go. Okay, because the exciting thing about my book is at the end of the book, we have an action plan where we set out to get you started and get you into action and put those things in action. Okay, so you can see them manifest themselves. That's the other so important thing about this is when we create our vision, we got to put it to act. We can't just put pictures on the wall and look so pretty in words and they're stuck to our walls on poster boards and we never use them. We never look at them again. And we wonder why they don't manifest themselves. Okay. So you got to know what to pray for. The first law of mention, you got to know what to pray for. So when you see it on the board, you know what to pray for. You know what to ask God to move on. And you know what to ask God to do. Okay. So that's planning. I just wanted to jump on and give that little bitty nugget there about planning. So our next episode, you catch us, we're going to be talking about preparation. So we're going to jump from planning to preparation. Okay. So whatever one you pick on your post-it notes, as I said, on finances, in my book, we go over 7 different areas on the vision board in the workshop. And let me see, if I'm going to go over them real quick. It's spiritual, financial, finances, professional, education, family, leisure, and personal. So if you want to write those down and pick one of those that you want to start with, that'd be great. Pick either one you want to start with. I just threw out finances because most people, that's where we at. Okay. So get your post-it notes or your markers, brain dump on those papers, 3 minutes. That's all you get yourself is 3 minutes to brain dump. And begin to think about what's your vision for that, where you want to go and how you want to go. And we're going to come back on our next episode and we're going to talk about preparation. All right. Till I see you then. Bye-bye. If you are enjoying this segment so far, you can follow along with us with our Developing My Vision Vision Board Workbook that you can purchase on Amazon. It's Developing My Vision Vision Board Workbook by Pamela Y. Jordan. Get your copy today. How many of you like to be prepared? Like when you're going on a vacation, you got your checklist out, you're preparing, you're getting your things ahead of time. I know I was planning a vacation and my God, we spent weeks trying to make sure we got all the right suitcases, all the right tags, all the right items that we're going to take and make sure the things that we need are airline compatible, that we can take them on the airline or not. And you go through all of those things in preparation. Well, when it comes to doing your vision board, you also need to prepare. And we've been talking about the first 3 steps in our series called DMV. And these are the first three steps that you would get on your bonus checklist when you purchase a book. So once you purchase your book, you'll get a free bonus checklist. We'll walk you through each one of these segments that we're going through in this series. But I wanted to come on and just share them with you. You can email me at pyjacademy03@gmail.com and I can direct you to our website where you can order a copy of your book. But as we get into this preparation, you need to prepare. Like I said, you know, you're doing your vision board. You want to gather all your materials. You want to get the things together that you're going to use to create your board. You want to prepare. You want to prepare yourself spiritually. You want to get your mind focused into that place of, you know, that you're going to be creating something that's going to take you down the road for your life. So you want to focus. You want to be prepared of what you want to put on the board, that you're not just cutting out pictures. Okay. You want to be prepared to say, okay, I know I'm doing finances, so I'm going to start looking at pictures that have to do with finances and words that remind me of finances that would encourage me and so much more. So you want to prepare and get your preparation. And it could be from getting your post-it notes, your poster boards, your markers, pens, you know, scissors, definitely lots of glue or tape, whatever you want to use. Gathering all those materials together, magazines, posters. You may print some things out on your computer of affirmation. And one thing you definitely want to put on that board is words of affirmation, words of encouragement, words that are going to lift you up when you see them, words that when you see these words, they inspire you. And you want to prepare and you want to gather all your materials and get them together. And so you'll know what you're going to do when that time comes for you to start to create the board. Because that's the fun part. That's the fun part is when you sit down and now you can just have fun and cutting out and listen to some music. Get your radio. Make sure you got your radio and got some music playing that's relaxing. If your friends are with you and y'all doing it together, get some music. Have some fun. Relax because it's supposed to be a fun time because this is the preparation part, okay? So prepare all those things. Get them set up and ready to go
So when that time comes, you're ready to get everything going. So preparation, prepare your mind, because once you get your book, you're planning, you're writing things out, you're looking at where you're going to go. So now you got to gather those materials. So when you're looking for magazines, not just every ordinary magazine, you want to look at magazines that inspire you. You know, some of your favorite magazines, you know, why you look at this Women's Day, you love Women's Day or Essence magazine. Essence is your number one magazine. You're like, okay, I love Essence. So get as many as you can, because those are things that inspire you, because they're going to be something in that, but in those magazines that it's going to lift your spirits, and you're preparing yourself, because this is your vision. This is not just throwing something together, but your vision. Because preparation is important. God even prepares us. And there's a time and a season when God may tell you, you need to prepare. I know for myself, starting my business, and the ideas were flooding in, and I'm like, okay. And God came in opportunity, and things just kept happening. And all I kept hearing the Spirit of God say is prepare. Prepare. And I'm like, Lord, what am I preparing for? I need to get this. He said, prepare. Get your materials, create your inventory, build your stock, prepare, preparation. A lot of times we jump over the preparation part and we want to get things going and we have no product. Some of you may got businesses where you're making candles and you want to make candles. You didn't build the website. You didn't told everybody. You didn't do all this, but you haven't prepared anything. You haven't even made any candles. You haven't even tested out the wax. You haven't even tested out fragrances, but you have this ideal in your head. And God said, this is what a vision board is also. That's what's part of a vision board. It's preparation. You have to prepare. Figure out what fragrances you're going to use. Figure out the names that you're going to call your candles. Figure out what type of candles you're going to make. What type of wax. You're preparing yourself. You're building your inventory. You're getting things done. You're making these candles. And you may not be selling them to anybody. It's okay. But you're preparing. Because when you get that phone call and when you finally launch your business and you finally get it out there and you get that call or that email, that text, and someone says, I want to purchase 10 of your candles. You're like, okay, you got 10 already prepared. You prepare them. They're stacked up. And see, sometimes we want to go ahead and take the orders and wait and get orders. Then we want to make the product. But God is telling somebody, make your product now. Build your inventory. Prepare for your abundance. Prepare for what God has in store for you. Prepare for your victory. Prepare for your vision. Get prepared for what he's about to do in your life. If he's about to move you from one place to another, you got to be prepared to move to that place. You can't just move to the same place with the same old thing. I guess the scriptures talks about pulling new wine and old wineskin. You can't keep pulling new wine and old wineskins. God says time for you to prepare for the next level. Get prepared. Study. Read. Pray. Meditate. Get under people that are doing the things that you want to do. Find mentors, find people, groups. Get on Facebook, Google groups that you want to be in, to under people that are doing the things that you want to do. Prepare yourself. That's key. Because a lot of times we don't want to prepare. We want to jump from elementary school to college and miss high school. And God is saying high school is your preparation period. High school is the time of your life where I'm preparing you for when you get out and get ready for the world. You can't come from elementary and jump on into college and you haven't been prepared for what's about to come ahead. So part of your this series of our DMV, Developing My Vision, in the second part, and we're talking about is preparation. First part, you catch it, it was planning. Now we're preparing. Preparing your mind, preparing, you're getting your materials together, preparing where you're going to do this thing at, where you're going to put it at in your house. Prepare your spirit in prayer that God will guide and lead you to choose the right things that you need for this. It's preparation. So once you gather all those things together, you got your post-it notes, you got your poster board, whatever you're going to put it on. And like I said, I know a lot of people are into the digital world and they're doing digital vision boards, which is all wonderful and grand, but I'm old school. You want something that you can see, and you want something that you can wake up every morning, because you know what, guys, we get distracted on our phones. You know, you may be looking at your vision board and someone may call you and it'll distract you. You may not even scroll through that vision board because it's on your phone, because you're scrolling through everything else. But when you have that vision board in your house, on a wall, in a place that you wake up every day and see, and you see it, it's a reminder of you every day. This is your vision. This is what you need to accomplish. Pick a thing on this board. Pick something on this board today that you're going to work on. Pick this picture that you're going to focus on. This is why you need the board in your house and on your wall. Put it in a picture frame. I don't know. But make it in a place where it's visual, where you can see it, that you can touch it, that you can, as you start to move through it. And this is why it's important to get your journal. Have your journal for preparation, because you want to be able to write down as things manifest themselves. These are your testimonies. Write your testimony down of the things that you put on your board and they came alive. So a journal is part of your preparation. Get that journal out. Get that yellow, that purple, that marker that you want to use, and begin to highlight and begin to color in and begin to put, this came to pass. This manifests itself. This came to pass. And watch how all of a sudden you're going to look at your board and pictures are going to be gone. And you're going to be like, oh my God, I accomplished all this stuff. So it's preparation. Preparation. So for any of you with just these last few things that you want to add to your preparation, is get some snacks, girl. Get you some drink. I don't care if it's some wine, some tea, some coffee, some soda, whatever it is. Throw your snacks in there, because this is a fun time. You're going to create your vision. Have you some snacks. Have your music going blasting. If it's just you in your house, put your socks on, t-shirts. Get on the floor, get at the table, and enjoy putting your vision together. If you got your friends coming over, y'all do it together. Bring some food. Everybody bring some snacks. Get your snacks and your drinks, and let's create your vision for your life. All right. So until our next segment, and we'll be hitting our third part of our series. So catch us on our next podcast and we'll have it up. All right. You guys take care. Bye bye. And we talked about how to plan and get our vision plan and our vision board. And then we got into our getting preparation, getting prepared for what we need to do to get this thing going. And now we are in producing a product. Are you ready to get busy? Are you ready to produce all those things, all those thoughts that you had in your head, and get them out? Because now you're at the fun part of our series. Okay. You know, we went through preparing and getting everything together and planning and making sure we have a plan. And you should have laid out all of your things. You've done your homework and everything. And now it's time to set a date and a time where you can sit down and begin to put your vision board together. And as I said, you know, some of you may be doing it digitally. That's wonderful. If you can do it the old fashioned way of getting you a poster board, which would be wonderful, because I love the old fashioned way. And maybe get some friends over. You know, you guys get together, or get some friends over, get some snacks, get your wine, your tea, smoothies, coffee, wherever that you want to get, and put on some happy music, happy, happy music, because this is an exciting thing. This is, it's supposed to be an exciting time, because you are preparing yourself for your vision and what you have planned and what God has planned for you and where you are trying to go in your life. And you can't get there unless you have it out and you have a vision and you know where you're going and you know what you're going to do. And, you know, we talked about how planning, many people would say, you know, I plan things and things, when I plan things, things don't happen. So I don't plan. But when you don't plan, you fail. Okay. And God was one of the ultimate planners. God planned his creation. He planned how he created man. He planned your life. He planned everything. So why not you plan
where you're trying to go. And yeah, there may be hiccups in the road, and yeah, there may be times where you may veer off the plan, but if you stay focused on your vision and on your vision board, and when you have it up in your house, find a room to put it in, or a wall in your room, you know. I have mine in my bedroom, so when I wake up early in the morning, that's the first thing I see, and it reminds me to get going. And in one key thing, and I want to put this out there, this is just a little nugget to help you guys out. When you're doing this and you're cutting out your papers and stuff and your pictures and you're putting everything together, find one word of affirmation for yourself, okay? One word, okay, that you can put in the middle of your board. Make it, you want to slap it in the middle. You want to put everything else around that one word. And what I mean about one word, it could be a word of affirmation, okay? My word was focus. Let me give you my example, what I did. On one of my poster boards, in my vision boards, I put focus in the middle because I needed to learn how to focus. I was all over the place. My mind was all over the place. I was everywhere. I have all these ideas that come. How many of you, how I feel? Your mind, you get all these ideas in your head, and they're good ideas. And it's like, it's overcrowded. It's like, oh my God, if you keep giving me this idea, this idea, this idea, this thing comes, this business idea, this project, and you start to get overwhelmed, especially those of us that are mothers and you have kids, and you begin to get overwhelmed and you have so much on your mind. It's like, oh my God. God, these are great things, but I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. I don't know how to get them out of my head and focus. So this is what the vision board is about. And that's how I was. I had get so much, and God began to speak, and it's like a fax machine where things just start coming in, pouring in, ideas and everything. And some of you may be authors that are listening to me, and you're getting all these things in your head, and it's like, oh my God, it's so many. I only can write one book at a time, God. You know, you're giving me all these wonderful titles, but only can do one at a time. And that's how I was. I had so much. And I still do, but not as much as then. It's like I said, it's like a fax machine. And things were just coming and coming and coming. And then on top of that I had life issues. Things that were going on in the home, and things that were going on in my job, and things that were going on in my church and the community. So you had a lot of life issues, and all of it becomes overwhelming. And so what I did when I was putting my vision board together that year, I found the word focus, and I put focus in the middle of that board. And the Lord said, put focus, because that's your key word for the year. That's your key word, is for you to focus. So whenever you feel like you're being overwhelmed, you see that word and it brings you to that point of, okay, let's focus, girl. Bring yourself in. Focus, focus. One thing at a time. Write out what you're going to do. Write your plan for the week. You know, this vision board, it means planning, preparation, and producing. I don't know why my tongue is getting tired on preparation, but it can even go for your daily routine. It can go for you for each and every day when you wake up in the morning, and I will have my journal beside my bed, and I will plan either the night before or when I get up, what do I need to do today? I begin to plan out my day so I can be focused on what needs to be done. Now, you may not get everything done that you put on that list that day, but you find yourself focused on each one. And that's what happened. I was able to get more things done that way than I did when I was just all over the place. Because when I was all over the place, I got nothing done. But I would get up in the morning, guys, you know, and I would, you know, sit outside of my bed. I would get my journal, and I was like, Lord, okay, you know, you sit there and talk to the Lord. Some of you have prayer, and we just find some of you may just be like me. We sit up and we just talk to the Lord, you know, what do you want me to do today? What is on your agenda today, Lord? You know, where you want me to go? What do you want me to do? And as a time of just quiet and sitting there and talking to the Lord, and he showed me how to plan out my day. And I would write things on there, maybe the top five things on there for today. And I said, well, Lord, if I don't get all five done, that's okay. I'll rotate one to the next day. But it made me to be focused. And that's part of planning, guys. That's part of planning. And so when we're talking about our vision, you're planning for your day. Okay. And I know we've been talking about vision boards, but these three steps go for your every daily routine. If you're not doing a vision board, if you just daily got your calendar and you would just begin to plan five important things that you need to get done that day and begin to do them. Start off your day trying to accomplish them. And if you don't do all five, it is okay. If you just do one, that's awesome. You got one done. All right. You pat yourself on the back and say, look, I focused today and I got one done. So I am great. All right. So, you push yourself, but don't push yourself to the point that you stress yourself. Because this activities and a vision board is supposed to not give you stress. It's supposed to relieve stress because it's allowing us to take what we got in our heads out and put it on paper. So when you're doing this and you're getting up in the morning, you're talking to the Lord, you got your journal. And by the way, as I said, keep a journal on the side of your bed. Ladies, have a journal on the side of your bed in an ink pen, because you never know when God gives you something in the middle of the night or in the morning, and you need to write it down. And write your thoughts down, because you may lose it in the morning. So I wrote it down. I focused. And each time I did it, I was so proud of myself, because I was like, the first time, be honest with y'all, I did it first time. I messed all up. I was all over the place. I did not focus that day. But it took a couple of days. Let me be honest. It took a couple of days and I finally got it together. I was like, okay. So I started to really focus. And every time I felt like I was getting off focus, I looked at my board. And before I saw anything else on the board, I saw the word focus. So I did all that to share all that with you guys to say, put you a word in the middle of your board that is going to motivate you, that is going to push you, that is going to get you to where you need to be. So when you see that word, you know, okay, focus. Focus. You got a vision. You got a plan. You're trying to get somewhere and you got to know how to get there. Like I said, in the back of my book, there's an action section where we go into putting these things to action, because it's all good to put them on the board, but you got to put them to action, and nothing's going to happen until you put it to action. And the key thing to everything, all of this that we talked about, everything that we talked about before we get off, is prayer. And that was one of the one things I forgot to ask God and begin to pray. Pray over your board. Pray over, because you're going to find yourself finding each thing that you put on there is going to come to pass. Maybe not this year. Maybe it'll come to pass next year. Or maybe it'll come to pass the year after. It's okay. You don't have to do a board every year. You can do a board once so many years, whatever floats your boat. You may want to do a board for 6 months. I wouldn't recommend doing one for a whole year. I recommend starting off small. So do the first 6 months a vision board. And from that first 6 months, see what you have accomplished. And as you're doing it, you're going to find yourself taking things off, or you're going to find yourself looking at the board. I did that. I did that. And you're going to feel so good about, I started that. And now it could be something that you got to get started. And you finally have it on there saying, I started. You may want to go bungee jump. You may want to learn how to go swimming. You may want to go line dance. Oh, I started that. You see what I'm saying? You're on your board, and maybe I'm going to start dieting the right way. I'm going to get my health under control. These are things that you could put on your vision board. Finances. I'm going to the bank. I'm going to set up a meeting with the finance advisor and see how I can get my finances together. That's a part of a vision board. That's part of your vision. Not just, I want to have $1 billion. No. How are you going to get that $1 billion? What do you need to do? You need to find out what your credit. So you could put that on your vision board. I need to check my credit score every 6 months, every 2 months, every 3 months. I need to check my credit score. Make sure it's up to par. Whatever it is that you need to do. Okay. Put it in those kind. Don't just slap a house on it. I know you want a house, but be realistic when you look at the house. Put on how I'm going to get to the house. Okay, you know that's where you want to go. And see, when you have the book, you can put the house in the book. And then on your board, you can put the steps to get to the house. See the difference? So you're not just putting a house on the board, but on your vision board, you're putting the steps that you're going to take to get to the house. And when you get the workbook, in the workbook, you can write in the house. And see how that works. See how you're putting things to action. So that's what I said. The vision, what I do, and when I do my workshops, we're not just slapping that stuff on there. I want you to begin to dig deep and begin to think how I'm going to get there. You want to put the how I'm going to get there on the vision board. So you know that's where you're going to get to. Okay. If you want to put the house and is that's your focus word, that's your word that you want to put in the middle. I want a new house, put it there. And then everything else needs to fall on out. How are you going to get there? Okay, so these are the steps, but remember in the book, I told you there's 7 sections and 7 areas of the vision board that we talk about. Okay, so if you want the book, send me a DM. You can go to my website, pyjacademy@godaddy.com. GodaddySites.com. Go there, get your book, or send me an email, hit me in the comment section, do something to get in touch with me and we'll get you a book. But if you don't have a book, that's fine. Go get you a composition notepad, get your journal, and begin to write these things down there. Because, you know, when you do it, you're going to find yourself moving and putting things to action. Don't be like me when I first started doing vision boards. I'm be honest with y'all. I did a vision board. I did a vision board. I threw it in my closet. I didn't look at my vision board for a couple of years later. Then I finally pulled it out. And I was like, okay, it's something got to be better than this. And when I really took it seriously, I enjoyed it. It was so much fun. And it makes it fun because you, when you're with other people, and if you host a vision board workshop and you're with other people and we all there and you call me to come and host it, you know, it's fun. But you're learning too. And you're being serious about your future in your life. Okay. So that's our last one, is producing product. Get it out there. Set a date. Set a time. Get all your materials together. Get your friends together and begin to put that board together. Put it to action. And get some friends together and do it as a fun girls' night out, a girls' night in, ladies. And I know some of you are probably saying, well, God, I'm 50 and over. What I need, you got to be revamping your life. If you're like me, you're relaunching your life. All the kids are gone, they're grown, they're out of the house. You need a new vision. So now you're doing a new vision board for your new vision because you're doing a relaunch of your life. All right. All right, ladies. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of our DMV series. And we will be back with more and more episodes. Check out our other 2 episodes, planning, preparation, and put them all together and let me see what you got. All right. All right. So stay tuned for more from us. Love you all. You guys have a good day. Bye-bye.